Watch out for ads when reading your morning news stories. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Michelle Amazine, assistant professor in the Department of Mass Communication, Advertising and Public Relations at Boston University, explores native advertising.
Have you ever read something online that you thought was a news article but then turned out to be an ad? As more and more people ignore advertising and install ad blockers on their computers and mobile devices, digital publishers are turning to this practice. This type of covert advertising is called native advertising because it mimics or appears native to the site on which it appears. And it's something that almost all digital publishers use now, including the New York Times and the Albany Times Union. My research looks at whether people are able to recognize this type of content and how they respond to it. In the U.S., the Federal Trade Commission requires that all advertising be accompanied by a clear and conspicuous disclosure so that people will be able to identify it. I've conducted several studies to see how many people realize that these disclosures mean online content is advertising. Repeatedly, I've found that it's generally less than 25%. Most people don't notice the disclosures or don't understand what paid partner or sponsored content is supposed to mean. And because the FTC offers no standardization for what the disclosures must say, advertisers can use whatever wording they want. My research also shows that when people do recognize that content is advertising rather than a news article, the publisher's credibility suffers. Many of my research participants describe this practice as deceptive or fake news. People react less negatively, however, if they feel a publisher was being transparent about their use of native advertising. Research like this is important because it can help publishers understand how their practices affect audiences and what they can do to rebuild trust.
That was Michelle Amazine of Boston University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and You, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.